it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History.
Win.
We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
Major League Baseball is here to stay right here.
This project is a home run and means so much more to us than sports.
40 years that we have been waiting for promises that were made. Well, we are waiting no longer.
This is what the community was promised, and this is what we will accomplish. This is what progress looks like. And our Rays are here to stay.
Welcome to our latest episode of our podcast series, Here to Stay. This segment highlights one of the regional leaders supporting the historic gas plant development project. I'm your host, Neil Solons. The Tampa Bay Partnership uses research and measurable results to find ways to improve the personal and economic well-being of Tampa Bay residents. I first chatted with President and CEO Bemitra Simmons about the organization's mission.
First of all, thank you so much for having me. The Tampa Bay Partnership is a coalition of C-suite leaders from both the business and not-for-profit community. So we have about 40 companies that invest in the partnership and on an annual basis, representing about 120,000 jobs in the 8-county region. So we are a regional organization, and we're defining that region as Citrus all the way down to Sarasota and over to Polk. We've got everything from the sports teams to healthcare to not-for-profit to financial institutions to the utilities. It really spans the gamut. We are 100% privately funded. And what we do, the cornerstone of our work, is each year we put out an annual report called the Regional Competitiveness Report. And we put this report out in conjunction with our collaborating partners, United Way Suncoast and Community Foundation Tampa Bay. And what it essentially does is measure the 8-county region against 19 other markets nationally. Some of those markets we view as peer markets. Some of those markets we view as aspirational markets. And then we use that data as 60-plus indicators, everything from economic vitality to educational attainment to transportation and infrastructure to civic quality. And when we use that data in the leaders in our organization to provide thought leadership, public policy, and advocacy around those issues.
Before you got into this arena, you've been in the private sector in banking. You've been in the nonprofit sector too. Can you touch perhaps on how both those experiences have maybe informed you or prepared you for this role, especially given the current challenges and opportunities in this Tampa Bay region?
Sure. So I think obviously with my financial services background in banking, just always being data driven in the way that you make decisions, evaluate opportunities. So I certainly bring that to the table. Also, you know, in banking, I spend a lot of time working with and assisting and advising business owners, whether they be small business owners or family owned businesses or larger, more corporate institutions. And you couple that with the background in not-for-profit, you have that human side of it and the impact of what's happening in our community. So it makes for a nice combination.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You kind of touched on one of the things you do with the Tampa Bay Partnership and the State of the Region event, which is held annually in terms of how we stack up against other top markets. I know listeners can go to your website to really look in closely at the data, but what are two of the, or three maybe, of the main takeaways from that?
Sure. So, you know, from a positive perspective, the secret is out that Tampa Bay is a wonderful place to live, and not just because of our weather and no state income tax, but it's a great place to grow a business, start a family. We're number one in net in-migration amongst the 20 metros that we measure ourselves against. We're also seeing some really good success in our student and educational attainment piece from things like high school graduation rates and things like that. And then there's some areas where we've got some work to do, primarily around affordability. So, you know, our affordability issues are becoming more prevalent. People are getting pushed further out in terms of where they can afford to live with our growing home costs and housing costs. Right now in our region, for every dollar that our residents earn, they're spending about 55 cents on just housing and transportation costs. That's really important because you haven't bought anything to eat yet. So, you know, we've got some work to do from an affordability standpoint.
Obviously, areas that you're working on with some of the C-level folks. I know that you also, in your background, you were a college basketball player and went to school on scholarship and certainly are a fan of sports and how they bring a community together. What is the impact in your mind of teams and specifically a major league team economically and from a social standpoint?
Obviously, yeah, I'm a huge sports fan, but I think sports are a wonderful way to bring the community together. It's one of those things that allows us to focus on what we have in common versus our differences, and also gives us something as a sense of unity to rally around. It also allows us to build trust with each other and work together in concert. And I think, you know, the Rays are a great example of that. You know, we, like I mentioned, we represent the 8-county region. There's not one of those counties that are in our 8 counties that don't believe that the Rays belong to them, right? So even though the Rays reside in St. Petersburg, the Rays are definitely a regional team. And I think that sports is a great reminder of how when we're all working in concert together, better things happen.
So what has your experience been in working with the Rays?
I think the Rays are a great community stewards in our region. I think they want to do things for the right reasons and do things for the right reasons. And I think we are fortunate to have them and really excited about, you know, obviously the project that they have going on with the redevelopment of gas plant. But I've had nothing but positive experiences with the Rays going back to my banking days, my days at United Way, and then certainly now here at the partnership. You know, they're one of our investors, very involved in all of the issues, not afraid to take a community voice on important issues in our community. And I think that we need to continue to have that, especially from leaders like Matt and Brian and Stu. So I think it's been great.
How important is that and how rare is that?
I definitely think it's rare, right? So there's a lot of organizations that, you know, you get what I call those after the meeting phone calls of, hey, I agree with you, but I didn't want to say anything in the meeting. And the Rays definitely don't mind being bold and really taking that leadership position and expressing views and thoughts that we need.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
In our community at this time.
You touched on some of the needs, some of the concerns that you have here in the Tampa Bay region. How rare is it to have, in the case of the gas plant development project, 86 acres in the heart of a downtown? And how can it really solidify not only St. Petersburg, but the Tampa Bay region as a destination area?
So it's no question that this is going to be a transformational project, an engine for our region. And I think it's awesome that we have the opportunity to do something like this. This is one of those once in a lifetime projects that a lot of communities don't have an opportunity to do something like this. I think the impact that it could have on everything from economic development, economic engine, the thoughtfulness that they're going to do around it from an equity perspective, the thoughtfulness in the project from a housing affordability perspective, the cultural impact. I mean, this is going to be an asset that will be activated not just for sports, but to be a cultural engine, to be a community gathering engine. I think it's a really exciting project.
How critical is it to have all of those pieces and not have it just be one?
I think that that's what makes it something that everybody should be excited about, that it's not just going to be a place to gather for a sporting event, that it's going to be a ballpark and an asset that's activated probably, you know, 350 plus days out of the year. And I think about what that's going to mean for school children and enrichment, what that's going to mean from a cultural enhancement perspective, what that's going to mean from a gathering of community green space. I just think it's going to be great.
And beyond that, I guess the intentional equity and the potential for growth in various areas.
Yeah, I'd say that, like I mentioned earlier, the equitable piece, the thoughtfulness, the housing affordability, these are things that we desperately need more projects like this in our region, as I mentioned, given our affordability issues. And I think this is incredibly exciting.
Could you touch on also, obviously, your focus is the ballpark, the redevelopment project as a regional asset, but what can it also mean for St. Petersburg?
I think this is a game changer for the city of St. Pete. I think it's a game changer for the community within where it's going to reside in St. Pete. And quite honestly, like, St. Pete deserves this, right? St. Pete deserves to have this type of economic engine, to have this type of economic impact of an opportunity. And I think it's going to be super exciting for the city of St. Petersburg, especially given that, you know, from a sports team's perspective, this is the only sports team that resides in St. Pete. So it really matters.
We look forward to the continued work that the Tampa Bay Partnership does in the region, and we certainly appreciate some time. I know you're pretty familiar with the podcast world.
Yeah, well, thank you so much for having me, and always great to get a chance to share and advocate and amplify the work that we're doing here at the Tampa Bay Partnership. So thank you very much for having me.
Thanks so much to Bemetra Simmons of the Tampa Bay Partnership for joining us in the latest of our series, Here to Stay. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk with you soon.